Today's Mishnayos are Masechtes Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. Today's Mishnayos are being learned to Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yitzvi, Ben Reb Chana Chendel, the Kozhugla V'Goyin, Hashem Yimkom Domi. So today's Mishnayos are going to discuss some very basic elementary halachos that are Negeya Shikha, which is the topic of the Mishnah, but at the same time also Negeya the laws of Leket. And as we'll see, Peret, says the Mishnah, Shnei Amorim Shekha. If a person forgets two bundles of grain, two sheaves, it's Shekha. Ushloish, however, if he forgets three, Einon Shekha, it's not considered Shekha. Shnei Tziburei Zeisim. If a person forgets two piles of olives, Vicharuvim, or two piles of caribs, Shekha is considered Shekha. Ushloish, if he forgets three, Einon Shekha, it's not called Shekha. Shnei Hutznei Pishton. If a person forgets two stalks of flax, Shekha, it's Shekha. Ushloish, if he forgets three, Einon Shekha. Shnei Gargarin. If a person leaves two grapes, Peret, it's considered Peret. Ushloisha, and three, Einon Peret, is not Peret. So what exactly is Peret? Peret is to grapes what leket is to grain. So just like there's a halacha of leket, which says that if somebody is gathering the tefillah in his field, and then some things slip out of his hands, the halacha is he's not allowed to go back and take it. Nothing to do with shikha, nothing to do with peya. It's its own item called leket. The same is true when it comes to grapes, although when it's grapes, it's called peret, it's not called leket. And just like there's a shear of two and not three when it comes to shikha, so the Mishnah says the same is true for peret. Shnei shibalim leket. If a person has two stalks of grain that fall, the halacha is it's leket. Ushloish, if it's three, ain't on leket, it's not going to be leket. It says the Mishnah, Eilu k'divrei Beis Hillel. This is all true according to Beis Hillel. Kulon, Beishamai Yomrim. But as it relates to everything that we just said, Beishamai argues. Beishamai says, Shloish la'aniyim, three belong to the aniyim, varbala balabayis, it's going to be four that belongs to the balabayis. So the Mishnah really said a very, very important halacha that's nogeya leket. It's Negeya Peret, and it's Negeya Shikha, and that is, what's the shear? How much would a person have to leave in order for it to be a problem? And the question is really not in terms of size, but in terms of amount. So whether it's stalks or whether it's bundles, what's the number? According to Beis Hillel, two are considered Peret, Leket, and Shikha, three are not. According to Beis Shammai, three are considered Peret, Leket, and Shikha. It's four that's not. Mishnah Vav, Me'inyan le'inyan ba'osay inyan. So Mishnah Vav is going to discuss not the amount, but rather the size or the weight. Ha'omer, if somebody has a bundle, a stack of wheat, she'yesh bo'sasayim, that has in it two sa'ah, and he forgot it, it's not going to be considered shikha. Meaning, just like the previous Mishnah said, that if somebody forgets three bundles, it's not considered shikha. So too, if somebody would forget two bundles or one bundle, but the bundle itself is very, very big, it has sasayim, it's not going to be considered shikha. Shnei amarim behem sasayim. What happens if a person forgot two bundles, which is shikha, according to everybody, and the two together had sasayim? So it wasn't one that had sasayim, but the two combined had sasayim. Rav Gamliel, Lemid Balabayas, Rav Gamliel says, belongs to the Balabais, and the Chachamim say it's going to belong to the Ani. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel holds that just like if there was one bundle that had Sasayim, it wouldn't be Shikha, so too, if the Sasayim is divided amongst two bundles, it's also not considered Shikha. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say one bundle that has Sasayim, I agree, is not Shikha. But two bundles that have Sasayim, that is going to be Shikha. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, I don't understand. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel turns to the Chachamim, he says, let's reason, meaning let's break this down a little bit. You're telling me that if you have one bundle that measures sasayim, it's not shikha. Two bundles are shikha. So he said, in general, the more bundles that a person forgets, does that benefit the Baal Bayis or does that benefit the Ani? Amrulay, they told him, yupakaycha, it's better for the Baal Bayis. What's the proof of that? Because everybody agrees that there's a point that if you forgot so many bundles, it's not shikha anymore. What's that point? Machlokes Beishamai Beisil. Beisil says three bundles. Beishamai says four bundles. But everybody agrees that the more bundles that are forgotten, the less the chance there's going to be that it's going to be shikha. So Amalehen, so Rabbi Gamliel told the Chachamim, so do the math. Umayim bezman shu oimer echad ubayu sasayim but shakhe ene shikha. Madach, if a person would forget one bundle, and that bundle had two sasayim, the halacha is it wouldn't be considered shikha. So shnei amarim bem sasayim. If you have two amarim, two bundles, and there's sasayim in the two bundles, ain't a din shalayu a shikha. So certainly it shouldn't be considered shikha. Meaning, if one bundle, two sasayim, is not shikcha, then two bundles sasayim should certainly not be shikcha. What's the kal v'chaymer? Because we know the more bundles the person forgets, the less of a siba there is for it to be shikcha. Amr lai said, Chacham told Rabbi Gamliel, lai. I disagree with you. Because im amre ba'imer echad, it's true, one oimer, there's a svara that if it's sasayim, it's not shikcha. You know why? Not because of the sheer sasayim, but rather shehu kigadish. Because if you have one pile that's so big, it's not even a bundle. It's more of a, like a haystack. It's something that's more significant. Taimer b'shnei amar b'shen kikrichais. But if you forget two bundles, that's krichais. Those are ordinary bundles. And that's why the halach is, it's going to be shikcha. In other words, if there was a din in two sasayim that somehow that's excluded from shikcha, so the Chacham told Rabbi Gamliel, I would agree with you. You have a very reasonable kal v'chaymer. If the sasayim is in one omer, it's not shikcha. Kal v'chaymer, if it's in two amarim, it wouldn't be considered shikcha. But there's no din that says that sasayim is not shikcha. If you have one omer, one bundle, that's sasayim, it's not a bundle. What it is, it's like a stack. There's no din shikcha on a stack. As opposed to where it's two, there it is shikcha, and that's why the kal v'chaymer, as geshmak as it may be, really doesn't pan out. Thus the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham.